European Union leaders today discussed measures on climate change and financial market turmoil, saying a new treaty they adopted enables them to build the 27-nation bloc into a more influential global player. The treaty agreement, reached after hours of tough negotiation, set out practical new rules that will enable the continent to engage more swiftly and decisively in world affairs. The so-called Treaty of Lisbon also enshrines a point which had been found in the European Constitution, rejected in 2005, which gives religious groups the right to engage officially with the organization. We spoke to Monsignor Noel Trainer, the Secretary General of the Commission of Bishops' Conferences in the EU, about the significance of the decision.
This article, with its provisions, not only recognizes the relationship between church and state as prevailing in the member states, but it also recognizes the specific identity of churches, the specific contribution that they make to society, and it also sees a statement, an engagement by the part of the European Union to engage in, as we know, an open and regular dialogue with the churches and religious communities. This, I think, is a significant provision. One which opens the possibility for the churches, and by that we mean, of course, also the people of God with their multiple expertise, to take part in debates and discussions and consultations on the shaping of EU policy. And it's here, I think, that there will be the opportunity for Christian public opinion to exercise its responsibility.